Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yes, Las Vegas. What's up, everybody? How are you doing today? How's life treating you? Fine, I'm sure. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and it's nice weather out here. Yes, I'm outside sitting back enjoying the beautiful weather in the valley, in the desert in Las Vegas.
All right, DJ Papa D, play another song, and we'll be back in a minute. they not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. All around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside,
and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
In 2020, I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, folks with G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Yes, we're broadcasting on 7 continents with our internet radio show. We're broadcasting to everybody around the world. So you can tell all your friends to pull up the website and listen to the radio show as I'm telling interesting stories and we're listening to good music. And we're having a good time on the radio. So don't miss out. Pay attention. Dial up the website, blog, B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D, and listen to me live on the radio with Gregory's story. So that's the radio show. It's about Gregory's story. Yes. All right. Well, how's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining. It's a little cloudy, but it's 90 degrees. Oh, it's getting hot in Vegas. It's almost summertime weather here in Vegas. So everybody, it's time to come to Vegas and enjoy this summertime weather. Because it's getting ready to get into the 100s. And it ain't going to get no cooler until November. So we're getting ready to go through a heat storm in Las Vegas. That's right. It's getting ready to get hot. And it's bikini weather. And it's shorts weather. And it's G-string weather. Right here in Las Vegas. It's the place to be. For the summer, because we're in the desert. we're in Nevada and we're in the desert, and Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, to be. And you can come and see all the residents, all the entertainers that are doing residency shows in Las Vegas. So come on down and make plans to be here for the summer, because everybody's going to be here. Diana Ross is here. Celine Dion is here. Mariah Carey's here. Oh, yeah. The Boyz II Men is here. The Temptations are here. The Commodores are here. Need I continue? Oh, they're all coming to Las Vegas to do shows for you to see them live on stage. So this is the place to be. And I'm so glad I'm here. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. So I'm doing some shows for the summer so you can come see me live in concert. Well, actually, you'll see G Money, the Pimp Comic, live in concert. But I'm G Money, and I'll be here too. So that's the weather in Las Vegas. So let's talk sports. DJ Prophecy. Well, the semifinals in the Eastern Coast, the Eastern Division, it was Boston and Milwaukee playing on one semifinal. And then you had Toronto Raptors playing against the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, I predicted that Boston was going to win the series in five games. Well, it went five games all right, but Boston only won the first game. After that, Milwaukee just walked on them. They won four straight, so they won the series. Now, Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers, they had to play seven games, and I really didn't know who was going to win, but Toronto ended up winning four out of seven, so they won the series. So Toronto is going to play against the Milwaukee Bucks to see who's going to represent the East in the conference championship. Okay, on the West Coast, we had Portland Trail Blazers playing against the Denver Nuggets. Now, I didn't know who was going to win, but I predicted that it would be a seven-game series, and it was. And Portland ended up winning the seventh game to win the series, and they only won by 2 points. But they had to come back from being down 16 points. Denver had the game, but they just couldn't hold on to the lead. And so Portland battled back and ended up winning the game. And they won the series because it was 3-3. And it's the last game was win or go home. And Portland won, so Denver had to go home. And they played in Denver. That's the worst part about it. The Denver Nuggets got beat in their own home stadium. Oh, well. Sorry, Denver. We'll see you again next year. All right. So Portland is playing in the championship series for the West. And, of course, they're going to play against the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Golden State Warriors played against the Houston Rockets. But that wasn't a real competition. The Golden State is way better than Houston is. But the game went six games, and then Golden State lost their best player to an ankle injury, So they didn't know if they were going to have any shooting firepower to win against the Houston Rockets. But it played out that Golden State didn't need KD. They could win without him. And they did just that. They beat the Houston Rockets in game 7. They beat them bad. So, Golden State Warriors are playing against the Toronto, against the Portland Trail Blazers for the West Coast, the Western Conference Championship. And that conference starts tomorrow. So today, tonight, we're going to see Milwaukee playing against the Toronto Raptors. So let's see what happens. I'm putting my money on Milwaukee because they walked on Boston. So I think they're going to walk on the Raptors too. I don't think the Raptors have a team to play against the Toronto, to play against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I just know the Golden Nuggets, the Golden Gate Warriors are going to win the Western Division, and they're going to play against the Portland Trail Blazers. So the Trail Blazers were just lucky to beat Golden State. So the Denver Nuggets, I mean, they were lucky to beat them. So I don't think Golden State Warriors are going to have a problem. I think they're going to walk on Portland. So I predict that the game, it'll probably go 6 because they'll be playing to make some more money. So they'll delay the series a little bit. They'll play 6 games. But they're going to win 4 out of 6 because they're the defending world champion 2 years in a row. So I think this year they're going to play against the Milwaukee Bucks for the world championship. And I really think Golden State is going to win. So that's my information. So go to the sports book and bet on Milwaukee winning the East and Golden State Warriors winning the West. And then bet on Golden State winning the whole thing after fall. After it's all said and done, the Golden State Warriors will win their 3rd championship this year. You can put your money on it and tell them G Money said so. All right. Well, just a reminder. Big Money's running for president. So, pull up Story Time with G Money and buy some of the comedy albums and buy some products from G Money's store. All right. It's time for a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of Joe.
When I was a kid, like 8th grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
It's amazing what I do with a pen, so somebody told me dumb it down, that's an end, so what you wanna hear, some bubblegum rap with me to sound like them and everybody in they camp? Shit, might as well bite like a vampire, shopping to these record labels, that'll get the man hired. Want me to sound like that brother that's on the radio that got a hot single right now, is that the way to go? Till his whole flow, fuck me getting original, that's why a lot of y'all sound the same.
Pitiful.
I'ma keep it thorough, original, individual. You do anything to make the people get into you. Just be yourself and add a little variety. Sprinkle some more flavor on top of it, cause it gotta be so. I take that back, cause now you can get on it, be whack.
Part of the game is
here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You're taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and style making.
Bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
There they go again, so I made a song and hope it get up under their skin for these copycats. Biting sounded like nothing exciting. Got a question, doing the damn right. Some of these new rappers, is it the same dude? When I decide to listen, I'll be getting confused. I can't tell the difference from him and him. They got the same flow. Even catch them on stage, they got the same show. They imposters, looking like style takers. Swag jackets, I'm eating them all like now later. Do me a favor, not your head like this. If you're feeling like me about some of this weak shit coming out, it seems like they liking this substance. Whole lot of mumble rap crap and they love it,
man.
And I ain't just talking, man, I'm stating the fact. But on the real, some of y'all just
it's
here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You're taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and style making.
Bad news,
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 style making.
Bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Coming out sounding so similar. It's like a few words.
You know what you sound like?
KRS, Chuck E. Cheese, Kumo, Westmore.
Sometimes I like the
alright, let me make a song like his. Let me get a beat like this. Let me talk about what they on. Instead of real shit that hit home, now I'm making
bad news, bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Stop making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
It's here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming. And it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to Gregory's story on the radio. We're doing internet broadcasting on talk radio, and I'm G Money, and I'm on the radio. So everybody should pull up my radio and listen to my story. All right, I got a story for you today. I was in Hollywood, and I went to a birthday party, and everybody was in the backyard swimming in the pool. It was an Olympic-sized pool in this guy's backyard. And you know whose party it was? It was Eddie Murphy's party, and I was the invited guest to Eddie Murphy. Well, after all, I'm G Money, and I've known Eddie since he was 21 when he first got into the movie business, because he was a comedian first, and I met him before he became world famous. So I used to go hang out in his house and party with him on his birthdays and on his little parties that he had, because he had a few girls that used to come by. So, you know, I used to go handle his lightweight. I'd go handle the girls at his party, since he couldn't do it, because, you know, he was famous, and he was afraid that the girls would take advantage of him. So anyway, I went to the party. And we were outside it by the pool, and we were barbecuing, and everybody was drinking, and everybody was swimming in the pool. And Greg Louganis, the world champion, Olympic gold medalist diver, was diving off the board, and he was doing all these fancy dives. He was doing flips, like 3 and 4 flips. And he was doing twists and curls. And he was doing backward diving. He was diving all these fancy dives. And all these guys decided they wanted to get on the diving board and do some fancy diving too. So, but before you could swim in the deep water, you'd have to pass a swimming test, which means you had to be able to swim across the pool in the width of the pool, and you had to be able to swim to one side and then turn around and swim back to the other side. And if you could do that, then that proved that you knew how to swim good enough to where you could swim in the pool in the deep water. Because the water was like 20 feet deep. I mean, it was a professional pool, but it was deeper than any pool I'd ever been in. And it was 20 feet deep with the diving boards. So people were diving off of the diving boards, and they were doing swan dives, and they were doing jackknives, and they were trying to get fancy like Lou Gaines. Well, I got on the diving board, and I did my famous butt dive. That's where you bounce up and down on the board, and then you let your legs out, and you land on your butt, and you dive into the water. That was my famous butt dive. And I became famous for that butt dive because everybody said, oh, you missed the diving board. And I'm like, no, I did that intentionally. I landed on my butt, and then I dived headfirst into the water. That was the dive. And everybody was like, wow, that was real crazy. I ain't never seen no dive like that. And I said, of course, it's my world-famous butt dive. So there were some guys that got on the diving board, and they were diving all kind of crazy dives. Some guys tried to dive backwards, and some were diving forwards, and they were doing the swan dive, like diving out as far as you can with your arms out wide, and then you put your hands together as you get ready to go into the water. Well, we had one guy got up on the board, and he was clowning. He wasn't really watching what was going on underneath the board. Now, they had some people that was still trying to pass the swimming test so that they could dive on the high dive. And they had to swim across the short end of the pool, had to swim across and then swim back to prove that they could swim in the deep water, because the lifeguards were checking to make sure everybody could swim so we didn't have any accidents in the pool. Because, you know, Eddie didn't want any lawsuits of anybody drowning at his pool party. So we had this guy that was diving on the board, but he didn't look down to see that there was somebody else swimming across the pool trying to pass the swimming test. And this guy ran up to the end of the board and bounced and bounced, and then he went way up in the air, and then he came down like a cannonball. He balled his legs up and wrapped his hands around his legs, and he landed on top of the guy that was swimming by. And both of them went down in the water. Well, I was sitting on the side of the pool because I was watching everybody dive. I had already done my butt dive, so I was just relaxing, watching everybody else dive. And I saw this dude do the cannonball, and he landed on this other swimmer. And the dude doing the cannonball came up, and he was, like, sore. But the other guy didn't come up. And I looked, and then I saw bubbles come up. And I said, oh, no, that guy's in trouble. So I dove in the pool, and I went down to the bottom of 20 feet where this guy was just laying out in the pool. And I grabbed him and put him over my shoulder, and I swam to the top of the pool. And I pulled him out of the water, and I swam over to the side. And I told some people to come and get him, pull him off of my back. And they pulled him off, and they laid him down. And I said, you got to give him CPR. But nobody knew how to do CPR, so they were just looking at him. And he was turning colors because he wasn't breathing. He had inhaled all that water. So I jumped on him, and I started giving him mouth to mouth, and I started pressing his chest down, and he started throwing up water. And he started coughing and choking, but at least he was breathing now. And I was getting the water out. So I turned him sideways and was pushing on his back. And he was throwing up all the water that he had inhaled. So he was alive. And I was very happy that he didn't die. And he got up and he was feeling really dizzy. And I told him, man, you are lucky I was here because I saved your life. And he was like, oh, thank you, man. Whatever your name is, I owe you. And I'm like, yes, you do. I'm G-Money. Remember that. G-Money's the lifesaver. And we went back to the party. And I smoked a couple of joints after I got out the pool. And I ate some barbecue. And me and Eddie Murphy just had a big laugh. And Lou Gehrig was still on the diving board, and he was still doing backflips and front flips, and he was showing out because he's a world-class Olympic gold medalist diver. So he could do all of that. So he did everything. And we just watched him while we were sitting on the side smoking the blunt and eating some good food. And, of course, since I was the hero of saving this guy's life, you know, I had all the girls around me. All the girls wanted to sit next to me and wanted to be my friend. So that was a good thing, too. I wasn't mad at all about that. And me and Eddie just laughed about everything that went on. But I still had all the girls And I told Eddie, I said, you can't never have more girls than me because I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I got all the girls. And that's the end of my story. It was a good day in Hollywood for me. And I had a ball in the swimming pool and eating barbecue and hanging out with all the girls in their bikinis and in their G-strings. Oh, yeah. I was the man at Eddie Murphy's birthday party. It was a great day. Yes, it was. All right. Well, that's the end of my story. I guess, DJ Papa D, I guess you can play a song or two before we end the show, and we'll do what we have to do until the end of the show. So play some music for us, DJ, and we can see what's happening for the end of the show.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right. We're broadcasting in 7 continents. That means every country around the world should be pulling up my radio show and listening to Gregory's Stories. That's right. I'm live on the radio giving you stories about my life and an interesting life it has been. So, I hope you are listening to today's story. I got another good one for you on Thursday when we come back. We're going to be off on Wednesday, but we'll be back Thursday. Me and DJ Papa D will be playing the music that you'd like to hear. And then on Friday, we will be doing the dedication to the homeless and trying to help them out of their homeless situation. So, I want to announce that if you're a homeless agency and you're trying to do things for homeless, like Project 150. See, I heard about you. I know what you're doing. You're giving clothes to high school boys. And that's creditable. So, any other agency that's doing something for the community, then you need to call me on my radio show so we can talk about the things that you're doing, and we can put it out there for the community to hear in Las Vegas, as well as in other states around the country and around the world, because they have homeless people all over the place. And if we can solve homelessness in one area, we may be able to solve it all over the world. That's my goal, to stop homelessness everywhere. So I'm dedicated to the cause, and that's why I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. You can tell all your friends and tell all your cousins and your aunts and your uncles that we're going to have another black president real soon, because I'm going to be president in 2020. That's right. We'll have our election in November of 2020. So be ready for another black man to lead the way. Because you thought Obama was tough? Wait till you see G Money in action. Ha ha! I'm going to put it down all over the place, and I'm taking control like Donald Trump tried to do, but I'm putting it down without my lying and my cheating and my bad business practices. I'm going straight by the book. So, G Money for president, that's what you remember. That's what you tell your friends. That's what you tell everybody. G Money for president. Because I'm going to win, and I'm going to be an independent candidate. So I'm not running as a Democrat, and I'm not running as a Republican. I'm running as an independent, and I'm going to make the right wrong, and I'm going to make the wrongs right. And I'm going to do it all the way it's supposed to be done. because I got the legal system behind me, and I got plenty of lawyers to back my move and to back my play. So I'm like Donald Trump. I got backup, except I'm going to do it the right way. I ain't going to lie and cheat anybody out of the things that we're going to get to help our country. I ain't going to make anybody suffer, and I'm not going to make any women feel degraded. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm going to take care of America the way it's supposed to be done, the way all the old presidents took care of America. I'm going to do it their way, and I'm going to have the Senate and the House behind me. So Congress is going to be on my side, and I'm going to make things happen. That's right. We're going to have a happy union among everybody around the world and everybody in the United States of America. It's going to be a great place to live. Because I'm going to run it like it should be run. I'm going to put it down. And I'm a lot younger than Donald Trump. So I got years of experience doing the right thing. I ain't got the money Donald Trump got. But if everybody donates to my campaign, I'll have enough money to get in and do what I need to do. So think about that, people. When you're voting for your next president, think about G Money for president, because I'm in the running, and I'm running to win. Yes, I am. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to say thank you for listening to my radio show, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow as we do our campaign for the homeless all across the country and all around the world. Yep. So, all the people that have homeless agencies that are trying to do stuff for homeless people, call me tomorrow. Call my radio show and let's talk about it. I got an out. I ain't doing nothing but playing music and listening to people talk. So let's do that tomorrow from 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm going to be waiting. All right, DJ Papa D, thank you for being my engineer and handling the music. And DJ Big Nasty, I know you're listening. And thank you for passing the music this way and helping me with the promotion of my radio show. And in closing, I'm going to say, you ain't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. Oh, yeah. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Don't be late. I'll be there. All right. And we can possibly talk sports tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. But we got some good music, so we'll listen to the music. All right, I'm out of here. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.